Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since I intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider ride and you kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that's hella cheap. Take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep. Try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Uber hard going through divorces, and maybe on on the nights that I spend with her, that she won't get the urge to post my business on her Twitter. Excuse my arrogance for a second. I try to be the one and not the second. So all this attitude, you gotta check it. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. I take heed to all the women's wishes, and with a swagger like mine, the combination vicious. Love tastes so delicious when it's cooked right, and like a batch of collard cream, soak it overnight. Compromise, surrender. Strawberry letters and receive, return to sender. Loses in the skies with diamonds. My lyrics get this motherfucking hard to Heimlich. I'm back now. Fly so high, I can't come back down. Rocket plane jet. And love, you need to hover around that. We fight and we fucking play high. Go up and she love it. Valentine's over, now I'm back to the way that we wasn't. Or maybe isn't. Wishing Cupid were busy. Shoot the world with his arrow. Bring love into existence. For instance. Silly, you're one true love.
I got one.
You're now tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday, Season 2. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything's going on, brother. How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good.
Okay. Because, you know, your ass was mediocre last week, man. You had a lot of shit going on. So I pray that, you know, that you're in good spirits, man, and that, you know, the family and friends and everybody involved is lifted up, man, lifted up. So let's get it, man.
You already. So what's new? Let me know what's new, man. What's new with GG?
Man, listen, I'm not going to lie to you, man. We working over this way. Today was actually an official launch of some luxury apparel, you know, the fedora hats for men and women. The beard line is available as well. And it's a lot of good stuff going on, man. So I'm very thankful. I want to encourage everybody tonight. First of all, welcome to the Freaky Friday show. Every Friday damn night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My voice is GG After Dark. And, of course, you got the boss man, CEO Tone. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, y'all. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to get back to the grassroots, Tone. You know, when we started the Freaky Friday show, you know, people want to talk about Freaky Friday shit. They want to talk about freaky stuff. You know, so tonight we heading back to the grassroots, man. We got some really, really good content. I already know the phone's going to blow up. I think we're going to get some guys tonight on the line to represent, man. because they're going to have something to say with some of these subjects that we got tonight. So, I definitely look forward to it, man. I look forward to it. I was reading over some of the bullets that the Tone put out there, and he, it's going to be one of them nights. I already know it's going there, man. But I even dropped a quick subject line, tell people to come on in. I think we got a few extra callers tonight, man. Once I told them that we was talking about sex and the good, the bad, and the indifferent and all that, man, people want to talk about that, man. They want to get their minds off of a lot of extra shit that's going on around them, around the country, around the nation and all that stuff. And it's okay, man. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to have some good conversation, man, with your homies. And we can talk about pretty much any and everything. You know, we're going to do this thing for about an hour, maybe some hour and some change. But it is an opportunity, man, to kind of do something different, take a load off, and really just have some fun, man. I think we need more fun nowadays. So how you feel about that?
That's it. That's it, man. That's what we need, man. People need to laugh more, really, and enjoy the fact that you woke up to, you know, this day. Because there's a lot of people not waking up. So make the best of it, man. You know, whatever makes you happy, I'm encouraging people to go for it. Whatever that is, you know, go for it.
Yeah. Speaking of not waking up, man, rest in peace, Mrs. Cicely Tyson, man.
Definitely. Wow. Was she
96.
Yeah, I think 96 years old, man.
It's a full life, man. A full life. You know, a matter of fact, you know, the day she passed yesterday, the 28th, was the day my mom was born, and we celebrated her 79th birthday, man. She's a living legend, man. My mom's is a living
legend.
That's
awesome. That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome. That's dope right there, man.
Shout out
like,
to my pops, too.
They back to back.
Yeah, 1 week apart. 1 week apart, man. 77 and 79.
Okay, so, that's dope, man.
We celebrate life, man. Yeah, we definitely got to give them their flowers while they're here, as they say.
One of the good things about Cicely Tyson was she literally lived her life until the end. Like, they say she was working on a book, or she had just released a book or something. So at 96, that's amazing.
At
you know,
96.
That's amazing. So definitely RIP the queen. Yeah. She's definitely the queen. Definitely.
She has put in a whole body of work. You know, it's funny when you see certain actresses or actors or celebrities or things, you know, people like that, and you see when they was really, really young, like, you know, when she was really, really young, I mean, hell, we wasn't around, right? But as you see her as a teenager, as a young lady, you know, just beautiful, graceful, classy, you know, and it's funny because we look at her, or we looked at her as an older, mature woman and, you know, very wise, you know, very reserved, very refined. But, I mean, you know, she was a fine little thing, man. She, you know what I'm saying? She was fine. Little chocolate
girl,
had the long legs and, you know, just beautiful structure. And it's man, it's amazing. It's amazing.
You're talking 7 decades. Like, you know, she didn't so many different time capsules, like my pops, you know what I'm saying? So we've all got a piece of her at one point in time, you know what I mean? So everybody, like you say, going to have a different perspective of, you know, what they seen, you know what I'm saying? So it's dope. 96, that's amazing. And still was working to the end. That's so there's no excuse, man. There's no excuse to get out there and live your dream and do what you want to do, you know. Again, man, go for it. That's my thing for 2021. Go for it. You know, if you got something
go
to do, you got something, go for it, man. Just go for it. You, nothing beats a
Yeah, that's a strong mantra, man. That's a strong mantra. What are you guys, you know, what are you guys looking forward to 2021? Like, what is the things, and I'm talking about to the audience, the followers, because we appreciate you guys. You know, when we talk, we can just talk sometimes. Like, you ain't got to answer the question about how you feel about, you know, shit like this and that. You know, I definitely would like to know people's goals for 2021, because yeah, 2020 was tough, but at the same time, I think it was the year of preparation, right? Yo,
yeah.
Shit slowed down. It slowed down. Your ass didn't have to go to work as much or in the same conditions. And so you had an opportunity to really kind of analyze life, analyze some strategies on how you want to move forward in the new year. You know, we picked the new year, but you know, really, we got to start switching shit up or executing day by day, right? But, yeah, so I'm interested in what direction and what people's mantra is for 2021. I know for me, man, it's definitely been a year of execution, because I've been sitting on, I think a lot of us do, I think we sit on a lot of our gifts because of procrastination is probably the number one killer, right? And then number two may be inspiration or motivation. Like, we feel like, well, shit, man, you know, I do it next week. I do it tomorrow. I'll do it the first of the month and things like that. So I think that could be a distraction if we feel like we have to have certain type of motivation versus having discipline. Discipline, you're going to get your ass up and make it happen whether you feel like it or not. So that's kind of one of the differences, man, that you have to really put for that mindset. But yeah, man, it's definitely been all about execution, man. I've been stepping out of my comfort zone to do things, and you know, man, I would say the biggest thing I would say that I have not had to worry about is support, and it's a blessing. You know what I mean? I've never, since I've had a platform, had to worry about support. I think people get caught up thinking, okay, my Facebook friends, my Facebook family. Fuck that. It don't have, nobody online or on my Facebook platforms have to buy shit for me to think or believe that, you know, that's the only support I'm gonna get. You know, put yourself out there, lead with your passion, and people are gonna support you. And most of them folks, you're not even really gonna know them or have any type of relationship with them, and they're gonna give you the most love and the most appreciation, man, for your stuff. So, you know, just continue to put yourself out there.
That's definitely what I we got a caller on. He or she is online. They said the tail doesn't wag the dog. They type it in the chat, so that's dope. The tail doesn't wag the dog.
That's a good word.
I think that a lot of times people get caught up in that, you know, oh, this person ain't support me, this person. Just do what you got to do. Like, you know, man, one thing I learned about this business and being an entrepreneur is they're going to come around. Long as you stay consistent and you putting out quality work, whatever you're doing, they're going to come around. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. You know what I mean? So you just stay focused, keep grinding. And that support going to come, like you said, it's going to feel better because it's going to come from people you don't know, and that's what you want, because that means you're building something real. You know what I mean? It's not just family. It's not just friends. People all over. So that's what you want anyway. So, yeah, man, stay focused. Keep grinding. They'll come around, them people that you want or them people that's close to you that's not supporting you or really not paying attention to you right now, they'll come around.
They will come around. They always do, man. They always do. So, you know, you just got to be prepared for that. Stay focused and keep what you're doing. All that being said, man, hey, it's Freaky Friday. Hey, you know what I mean? It's Taco Tuesday. It's Freaky Friday.
Definitely.
I'm ready. Hey, Tone, let folks know, man, how they can get involved. If they want to chime in, ask a question or you know, reply, whatever. Let them know, man, how they can make sure that they tap in tonight, man, while we getting this thing popping off.
Definitely. If you dialed in the 516-387-1268 number, all you have to do is press 1, and we'll get you on. If you want to answer a question or ask a question. If you click the link online and you're in the chat, all you have to do is write it. If you have a question or a comment, I'll read it out. And that's it. That's how we rock. That's just that easy.
Just that easy. Hey, man, let's jump right into it, guys. Listen, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're here. It's the Freaky Friday Show. I am GG After Dark. Of course, that's GEI Tone. And so tonight, we're gonna talk about a little bit of everything. I'm going to let Tone kind of go set the tone. Tone set the tone. I like that. We're going to let Tone set the tone. And then we're gonna jump right in this thing, man, because I'm ready to get it in tonight. And it's unscripted. It's no holds barred. You can ask whatever question. We're gonna answer it. You're gonna hear a little bit of everything. So don't even trip, right? So let's do it.
All right. So, of course, you know, we never get through all the questions. So these are a couple questions that we had from last week that we didn't get through. I'm going to start off with this question to you, Gigi. Is lingerie a waste of money?
Ooh. Boy, that's – we in this thing, huh? Okay, so is lingerie – a waste of money? Not for me. I absolutely love lingerie. Now here's the thing, though. You know, depending on how she's built, right? Because I don't want her having certain lingerie on and shit sag in certain places and it's not fitting in other places. It's kind of like, come on, babe. You know, you got to rock with what you rock with. So, but I do love lingerie. Now, it doesn't stay on long at all. All right, so I will be very clear about that. But I do like it. I like undressing my woman, or she can undress in front of me. From what I've learned in life, man, women like for you to undress them, right? Sometimes in my head, I'm like, shit, take shit off, man. Let's go. But, you know, you have to be a team player, right, if you want this thing to work out smoothly, in your favor particularly. So, yeah, I like lingerie, man. I like the thigh highs, man, with the garter belts. You know, she got the fishnet situations, you know, lace joints. I do, man. As I've gotten more mature, I like that surprise. You know what I mean? Like, she may have a dress on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's a cool dress. Or you have some jeans on and shit like that. She pulled them shits off, man. And she got a little G-string back there, a crotchless situation. Yeah, she gonna get that work all day long, all night too.
With me, I think
how you feel about the lingerie?
I mean, I think all men like lingerie. I'm like what you said. I like it every blue moon because it don't stay on long. You know what I mean? So
nah, it don't.
You know,
it don't.
Once you see it, you attack. Like, so, but every blue moon is cool. You know, every once in a while, there's, you know, throw something on and I don't know that you got it. You know what I mean? That's dope. But
right.
Every night, all the time, I'm good on that. I think it's a waste of money. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a waste, me personally.
So,
every
so
night.
Are you into buying it? Like, would you, hey, you know, I want to see my lady in this. If you saw something, so would you pick up some stuff or would it just be whatever she felt like she wanted it to rock with?
I've never that's a crazy thing, and I'm married. I've never brought my wife lingerie ever.
Okay.
That's I guess so. It would be, you know, what she want, you know, something that she would go out and get him. How she, you know, whatever she's in the mood to wear or feel.
Right.
Feel like.
I gotta admit, I haven't bought a whole lot of lingerie in my lifetime either, for whatever reason. Like, if, you know, if we go out together and we, you know, go to a certain spot, then I want to see ass and nose right there. That's cool. but, you know, not necessarily going out. I don't know if it's because I don't want to get the wrong size or just kind of go through the trouble. I don't really like shopping at all. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I'm not going to be in the fucking mall for 2-3 hours getting a headache, going back and forth to stores. Okay, I thought I saw a top over there, but those bottoms over here and piecing shit together. I'm not doing all that. But what I want to say before we move on to the next question is the essence of a woman and her body, just that alone, the anatomy of a woman is so phenomenal, right? So it's like, ladies, you really don't have to do too much. You can have a T-shirt, panties, no panties, because I'm looking at the nips poking out, right? I'm looking at the way when you sit down, how the T-shirt form your ass and your ass crack and shit like that. For me, I'm good, right? I'm good off of that, you know, and especially by the time we get into bed, I don't want to be pulling off my shirt. I'm pulling off your shirt. We got to shimmy our drawers off. Like, I don't want to do all that, man. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? I want to get to it. And so I don't want no boundaries or nothing like that.
I like the you could say cheerleading shorts, the little shorts like that. The little, you know, those little like gray shorts, those and like a little short T-shirt. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that over lingerie for real.
Oh, for sure. Tank no bra, maybe some boy shorts. Come on, man.
Facts.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Facts.
I think the ladies know that too because they know what the walk around is. You know what I'm saying? You walking around in the shit's all in your ass. You know your nipples are popping, and you talking about, hey, baby, you want something to drink? You. I want to drink your ass up. So, they know what it is, man. They know what it is.
Let me ask you this, and the callers could chime in if they – who flirts more in the house, right? Who you think flirts more in the house? If you're your lady in the house, you know, y'all live together or whatever. You don't have to be married, but y'all, you know, y'all live together. Who flirts more? Who throws it out there more?
That's a good question, man. You forever shacking motherfuckers up, though, ain't you? I would say for me, I would flirt the most. I would definitely walk around no drawers, swinging, maybe no shirt or no tank top. And here's one thing, man, that I've learned works really good too. You know, when you fresh out the shower and whatnot, man, you put some nice cologne or some oils on, and you walking around that motherfucker got the whole place lit up. Oh yeah, man, she's gonna be floating just like the cartoons when they smell that aroma. They like. And they just lift up off the couches and shit like that. So I would say for me, I'm a little bit more flirtatious. I'm a little bit more, just some subtle shit. But naturally, I think naturally women are, man. They act like they not. But come on, there's certain things that they know they could do, certain things they know they can wear. You know what I mean? Just that type of shit. Like, come on, man. You know I'm about to come for you. Stop playing.
Fact.
Right.
Fact.
Because on their cycle, right, they know what they not wearing that shit on their cycle, so they know what they doing. Well, you know what I'm saying. So when they're on their cycle, they got the little dingy sweatpants, granny panty. You can see their whole granny panty line. They're wearing the long ass shirt. You know what I mean? Bonnets and shit. Like, we know. We already know that you don't want us attacking you on your cycle. So you're not going to wear, you know, stuff like that, provocative stuff for us on those days. But any other day, come on, man. Shorts all up your ass. Tight-ass shirts. Leggings. Come on.
And that's like moving to the next question. That was like, you know, we always, it's always, you know, the guys is always asked the question, like, how do you want your woman to come to be? You know, lingerie, naked, like you say, boy shorts or whatever. But ladies, how do you want your man to come to bed? How do you like your men to come to bed, ladies?
That's the question for your ladies. So you have to chime in and keep it all the way 100, because I'm going to go ahead and tell you that a lot of them are going to say, oh, he can just come butt-ass naked with a hard dick. Okay, yeah, but at the same time, you know that how you like your man, if you like for him to, you know, watch him take his clothes off or watch him do push-ups and sit-ups before he go into bed, so his shit glistening and hard and shit like that. So don't come off with the just butt-naked assness. You can't just do that, man. You can't do it, because y'all be gawking at folks on TV when dude be coming up in there, you know what I'm saying, with the gray sweats or whatever, or the, you know what I'm saying, the boxers. You know, if you like boxers, your man in boxers, boxer briefs, you know, basketball shorts, no draws. So be a little creative when you come and talk about how you like your guy to come to bed. We understand that he gonna get butt ass naked. That's a no brainer. But let's keep it 100 with what really goes on or what you want to see. Ain't nobody gonna fact check you.
That's the question of the night for the ladies. We're gonna keep coming back to it, because they act as, you know, they always act shy early. Then when they get to 9:50. They want to turn up. So we're going to give them a chance to think about their questions. Think about what they want to say. And we're going to move to the next one. I guess this is a good one. Can you have a great relationship without good sex?
Whoa. I bet you they'll tap in on that. A great relationship with what kind of sex?
Without good sex.
Now, this is really, really important to answer, because you have to understand that not everybody is sexually compatible. And some people feel like they can work their way into that. They have the other components. So that's why we were prompt to say if, you know, you was in a good or a great relationship, but the sex is either mediocre or non-existent. So you really have to find out, what do you have outside of sex? Like, you have to have some substance in your relationship without sex, because number one, ain't nobody always fucking off the rip. So you still building something in the beginning. And if you fucking off the rip, then are you looking for a relationship? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a relationship. So when you discover it, ladies, when you discover it, this dude, he's caring, he's giving, he's understanding. You know what I'm saying? He's compassionate. And, you know, he's a great leader, great provider, all this shit. Right, and then, you know, you guys take it to the level of physical, and the shit just ain't there, and obviously this leads to some other components, but let's just keep it right there. The shit just ain't there, and it could be for whatever. You make up the scenario, you know, the stamina not there, or, you know, you guys just have good sexual chemistry or sexual compatibility. You know what I'm saying? You pump, he back up. You back up, he pump. You know how the shit be sometimes, man. All your sexual encounters have not been banging. So stop.
Definitely.
Stop, man. And it also been with someone that you really, really liked. And you was at a crossroads, and you was like, well, shit. You know what? He do 90% more than the last motherfuckers I was dealing with. But you know what? The sex department, it ain't it. It ain't it. So, you know, let's keep it 100 with that, man. I'll go ahead and start, you know, because you got to understand that these shows, man, these shows are about, you know, transparency. It's about having some authentic, organic conversation. So, you know, we talk about our shit, too. You know, we ain't here just to listen to y'all and let y'all fabricate on here or tell the truth or confess. So I say for me, man, I've had some really good relationships, man, and the sex just wasn't it. And it was a struggle, man. I'm not going to lie. And I'll tell you why the sex wasn't good. The sex wasn't really good because she could only bust one time. She bust one time, Tone, and she's done. A woman.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, that's amazing, right? That's what I said. You know, she was attractive. We hung out, man. She was cool. She was beautiful. And, you know, we had really good chemistry to last. You know what I'm saying? We actually liked each other, man. But when it came to the sex, it's like, it really just depended on me. It was on me, meaning, you know what I'm saying, if I felt like I had the stamina that night or the stamina that weekend or whatever, then, you know, I just keep going. But for her, first of all, it didn't take long for her to bust. So most dudes think that's a good thing. But what if you having a Superman night, right? Every man has a Superman night. Some just have it more often than others. But what if you having a Superman night where you can go? You know what I mean? You don't bust 30 minutes in and you still rock. You know what I'm saying? So if this one of them situations, man, and we 15 minutes, 20 minutes into it, and she, you know, getting convulsions, and she done bust, and I'm still hard as a rock, man. And she like, oh, you know, I'm good. I'm done. Like, she was like that. Like,
wow.
Stop fucking me. You know what I'm saying? Out of nut. So, yeah, that shit didn't last too long, man. And it was really unfortunate because she was cool as a motherfucker. But, yeah, man, she was a one and done. She was one and done.
I don't,
no bullshit.
I don't think listen, I know people say it's more to a relationship than sex. It is, but I still think, like, the sex part is the biggest part of the relationship. It really is. Like, because if that shit ain't right, dog, it's just not going to be right. You know, it's just everything going to be off, and somebody's going to look other places, right? If I'm not satisfying my wife, this is not just a one time thing, but just not satisfying her, period.
Right.
There's a pretty good chance she's gonna be looking to get satisfied somewhere else, and if she's not satisfying me, period, like, there's a pretty good chance I'm gonna look somewhere else too. You know what I mean? I don't know how long it'll take, but if you're not getting satisfied, you going to look somewhere else. So, or I don't know. It's a tough thing. I don't see how, unless both of y'all are just not into it like that, like it don't matter, like the sex part just don't matter, then yeah. But if you dealing with some sexual people, like, people gonna definitely wanna make sure they definitely satisfy. One of the callers said people need to have sex before marriage. Why would I buy a car without test driving it? Definitely. I say that all the time. First date. You know what I'm saying? Look, we can get an understanding early.
Wait a minute. You good with first date sex?
I'm good with whatever she comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? If she comfortable with it.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, if I met my wife, like, if I didn't know my wife and I just met her, and she, I need to see your credit report. you know, we went out on a date, we talked or whatever, and it led to that. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm not gonna be like, oh no, let's wait 90 days. I mean, if it's first day, or if it's, you know, if you cool, I'ma wait. Like, if the conversation good and we vibing and the vibe good, if you say whenever you ready, I'm ready. You know what I mean? Long as you can keep me interested. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Long as she can continue to pique your interest, things don't get watered down because of the physicality thing, and then okay, well we done did that, so we good. So it, you know, you don't have to progress. So I get that. I definitely can understand that. That
but we
got
a caller, Gigi. Let's get this caller on real
quick. Let's jump right in.
Let's get 1338 GI Radio, you on?
Let's go.
Hey guys, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to address a couple of things. Mr. Rob stated that he dealt with a chick that couldn't come more than once. That is almost unheard of, I will say. Generally, the shoe is on the other foot. Normally, guys
right.
do that whole one and done thing, and a woman is excited that you got yours. But then you have to feel. Number one, you have to know whether she came or not. Just because you came, that don't mean it's time to finish. So whatever it takes to get your fingers down or your face down or whatever you got to do, then you do just that. When Tone talked about. Sex, it is a huge portion of it because it doesn't matter if you kicked it with somebody long enough to vibe with them and take it to that next level, then clearly you're waiting on this. You've waited for this. It's like almost like you anticipated it, and to get like a dud, you light it up and it don't even, yeah, so that is a bummer. And I don't care who you are. Intimacy and to expect something and the excitement of the anticipation of good ass sex or what you're gonna get or what you're gonna do is exciting.
Yeah.
It's erotic. So to not be able to get that, you stop playing with yourself. Let somebody go on. But some people have not had that opportunity to be promiscuous with themselves, to know themselves sexually,
mm-hmm.
to know what gets them off, what excites them. So sometimes you can come into a situation, and it's not that it's not good. It's just that they are either, A, insecure, they trying to see what you know, you trying to see what they know. So initially the first encounters of sex when you have sex with somebody is just sex. Let's just not lie. Sometimes somebody's beating the walls out, and it's just that. But it's not until there's emotion entangled into that allows you to enjoy the moment and the present, you know, being actually in the moment. But yeah, that's a little perplexing that you had a situation where a chick only came once. It's like what?
Well,
yeah, I've never heard of it.
Well, you know,
she's gonna stay wet. She's gonna stay lubed. So whatever you got to do to keep going, you just keep going. It's not like she's saying stop because I came. That's weird.
Yeah, well, it was weird. Okay, and the thing about it is, you know, there are people that aren't really into sex like that. Some people have sex specifically to get their nut off, right? That's not just men. Now, we only hear about men, but, you know, we're talking about people, millions and millions of people. So, obviously, there has to be a percentage of people that just want sex just to have sex. Get their rocks off and be through with it.
I understand that because some people have the whole addiction, sex addiction. They just want to fuck, excuse my language. They just want to have sex and it didn't matter what. But
right.
you know compatibility when it comes to intimacy and sex because somebody is going to take you there. Your normal thing is not going to be normal. The excitement is going to be more. You're going to experience something with somebody else, and I don't give a damn how long you've been having sex. But somebody gets you there, the excitement of it, the anticipation of it. Somebody is going to take you there, and it's going to be like fireworks. Now, the crazy thing is you got to make sure that it's reciprocated because you can it's horrible when one person is, like, gawking because sex is great, and the other person is just over there, like, sideways grinning, like, okay. because they didn't get what you got. So clearly somebody else needs some tweaking. But you have to get to a level of comfort to have those conversations about what you want. If you like hard stuff, then if you like him to be a little more aggressive, you got to say. And it's not to tell you what other people have done, because that's like, but just be able to say what you like. But you meet some people who have not had crazy-ass sexual experiences, and maybe you can draw on their comfort level and show them some things, introduce them to some things that will make them want some things. Like, it's just, this is one of those things. You got to get into your feelings about your own damn self first. You got to know what you want and what you want somebody to do to you.
But no see, doubt. I think a lot of, even men and women, be wanting to have those crazy sex episodes. But like you said, a lot of people just like, let me see what she going to do, or let me see what he going to do, or I'm going to wait. That's why I said, Gigi, just get it all out in the open. If it's what you like, it's what you like. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, telling somebody what you like, you don't have to wait 6-7 months to tell somebody what you like.
where do you get the numbers from, man? Where's the 6-7 months? I'm saying is I ain't doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing on the first night. We ain't doing on the first night, man.
That's not happening. Catching bodies on first dates and stuff and wonder why stuff don't work out. You didn't even get a chance to see if you were compatible mentally or anything else. And so sex is good, and you just hit them up for sex, and it just becomes that. It was too soon.
That sets us a whole nother tone. But we're not gonna go that whole direction. Carla, we appreciate you. You definitely set things off. You gave us enough to where we are. There's already other callers on there. So thank you very much. We'll put
all
shit
right,
out there like
night.
That. So we appreciate y'all.
Right.
Yeah. Now let me say this, Tony. I gotta say this. So when I'm talking about, because believe it or not, that's not the only woman that I've met or been with that busts one time and she's so here's the thing though. These particular women also were the same broads. I say broads because I ain't with them no more, right? These are the same chicks that say that, oh, you know, I only come from oral, or it takes me forever to nut. But, you know, they talk all that shit, right? So the thing about it is when you go through that whole process and then she gets hers off, she's really good now. And that's just how some people are. Like they're really good. Now some women or some people can be very selfish about it. And just be like, boom, you know, I got my nut. You know what I'm saying? Hurry up and get yours. Not I got my nut. I'm done. Like that's never happened. But I'm just saying, she's gotten hers, so she's good. Just like if a woman told you she want a nut again, right? She'll let you know, hey, you know, make me come again or blah, 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 or, you know, let's get yours now. So it wasn't a situation where it was just like, I got my nut, I'm going to stop riding your dick or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a situation where it took her to get to that point, and now that she got to that point, she was good. For me, it was just I thought that most women – like to come multiple times. So that's what was real perplexing, because I'm like, well, damn, we built up to get that, and that's it? Like, you ain't got no more? You out of bullets? You know what I mean? So that was the situation that kind of made it weird for me.
So that would be, again, that would be a problem every night in the bedroom, because let's say you getting her to her peak, you know, in 5 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now she's like, all right, hurry up and get yours. Like, I'm done. You know what I mean? You don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that. Like, that's like, hurry up and get mine. Like, you know what? I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about it. So,
and
it's
even,
just, I don't.
And even if she, And even if she does not say that, her activity is no longer as aggressive as it was when she was trying to get it. And as men, we know that. We know when y'all go from riding us on flat footed versus back on your knees, then that means, hey, you know what? You don't want the wood all the way up in your area like that. You good with just rocking the dick back and forth? You know what I'm saying? So we know when y'all let off the gas, just like you know when we letting off the gas. Strokes ain't as deep. Strokes ain't as hard. You know what I'm saying? We ain't pounding. You know what I'm saying? We trying to balance shit out and just kind of ride this thing out. So we know, just like you guys, just like the ladies know.
Facts. Listen, I'm still thinking, like, I've never in my life ever heard that from anybody, that a woman would say she just
one and done.
Like, I've never heard that ever. That's one, like you said, of course, it's billions of people in the world, so of course it's people out there like that, but wow.
So that was, for me, obviously, you know, the sexual compatibility, you know, that ain't going to get it. That wasn't going to get it. But and, you know, that doesn't mean that the sex was bad. It just wasn't completely fulfilling. And like you said, you know, you start thinking about, well, damn, you know, old girl before her, you know what I mean? It was the whole situation.
I mean, some people are just not, like, some people like having sex, but they just don't know how to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, it does. I mean, and they don't even know their body. They haven't explored, you know, ecstasy, not the pills, y'all, but they haven't explored, you know, true climax, man. So it's important to get to know your body with and without partners.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. All right, man, let's keep it moving, man. We should have asked that damn caller the question, man, that we had on the sideline.
Which one?
We missed that.
What question was? I forgot the question. Oh yeah, I remember. So caller, if you're still on, if you could hit one again, so we could ask you this question. How do you like your man to come to bed? That was the question, right?
That was the question. You know what?
That was the question.
Hey, that was the question. And we definitely got to get those out. We definitely got to get those out, man, because I really want to hear how real they going to keep it, man, and how creative they going to keep it. Hey, you know, somebody might say they like them in boxes with a fucking cowboy hat and a pair of socks on. You know, that might do something for them. So, you know, we don't know.
Okay, she back. Let me get her back on. 1338 GI Radio.
Yes, so I heard the question. So to answer that question, I would say normally fresh out the shower smelling good. It's a turn on by itself. Okay, so it's some kind of smell good, whether it's the lotion that smells good, the fresh shower, whether the shower gel you showered with, I don't know. The smell makes you want to get up under him, smell his neck, get close to him, that kind of thing. So that's going to make you cuddle instantly anyway. But it doesn't matter as long as something is easy access to come off. So whether it's that you're naked or you have on boxers, preferably not the shirt situation, but everything like they would like for us to be easy access, you never know. It may be some in the middle of the night stuff going on or early morning stuff, and you don't want to have to come out of a whole lot of stuff. So, yeah. Something
true
simple.
True that. You're a good sport for that.
Definitely fresh smelling. That's my number one thing.
Fresh smelling. From balls to the chest, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, so but right before we let you go, let me ask, have you ever, if your guy or if that guy got in the bed or tried to get in the bed with some raggedy-ass drawers on, is that a deal breaker? Like, he fine, he cut up, he whatever your style is, he got all that going on, right? And then, he slide into the bed, whatever, and you look at his drawers, and he got some raggedy-ass drawers on. Is that a complete deal breaker?
It's not a complete deal breaker. However, you saw what you put on this morning. Or before you come to bed, that means that you showered, right? And you picked those things up and put them on. I'd much rather you come to bed naked before you come to bed with something I have to see, because women, we know that you're visual. So when I put something on, it's to accentuate. I know you're looking, so why would I purposely put on the thing that's two-tone colored, the color gone all out of them, you've worn so many times, the elastic is no longer, stretchy. Well, why would you do that? It's like you said, it's a turn-on for, for thigh highs and so forth and so on. And it could also be a turn-off, like Rob said earlier about women who on their cycles, they purposely don't come to bed looking like they want to be bothered. So once you come to bed like that, it's a given. The only thing is to now, you're going to be looking at that all the time now. He comes to bed one time like that, you get a pass. But you're going to get a gift. If you keep him around, 9 times out of 10, he's going to get a gift. He's going to get a few gifts. This is just one of those things.
So fellas, if you get draws and it's not your birthday or holiday, she done saw you raggedy shit. So, Ikala, thank you for being a good sport, man. We appreciate you.
Okay. All right, bud.
All right. Say she going to get some new joints for him.
Hey, man, listen. Now, that is team. That's a team player right there, man. You know what I mean? Because you got to understand, there's a lot of women out there going to talk about your ass, right? She going to take a picture of your draws. She going to put your draws next to you while your ass knocked out. She going to play games with you, man. And she may even make a damn meme or post. Ladies, what would you do if this was your man and as fine as he is, he had these raggedy-ass draws on? Like, hey, man. So you got to appreciate folks who's going to give you some chances to have some patience and work with you. So that's a good thing, man. That's a good thing.
Fact. She said something, though, about I was going to ask you. She said, it might be some middle of the night action or early morning.
Yeah.
What's the best time? Like, what's the best time to get some? Like, what's the best time? Is it after work? Is it mid, early in the morning, like you say, middle of the night?
Yeah.
When it's planned or when it's not planned?
Right. Spontaneous versus, just some scheduled shit like, hey, look, we both had a long-ass day. Let's fuck, and good night. So I don't think that there's any wrong answers. It's definitely a preference. I would say for me, I would say that middle-of-the-night situation, I'm going to tell you why. I usually have long-ass days, right, whether it be working out, working, running business, whatever. So if you can catch me before bed, then cool. I ain't going to turn it down. I ain't going to be soft. You're going to get it. But if you let me sleep, if you let me get some good, solid sleep, then catch me in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, 3, 4, I'm going to give you that work, right? And then we still got a few hours to get some rest. So for me, man, that's the best of both worlds, man, because think about it. You do it in the middle. You do it before bed or before right before you go to sleep. Then, I mean, that's cool. But your ass might be tired. So you limited positions. You trying to get yours. She might just be trying to get hers. Or you guys agree that, look, we kind of tired. I'm going to just hit it from the side, and then we good, right? If you think about it, in the morning time before work or before you, start running your business or whatever, then you kind of limit it. Right, you kind of limit it in your head. You're like, well, shit, what time is it? The phone may ring. What's going on with the kids? You get text messages. You got money coming in. You know what I mean? You might be thinking about, hey, look, let's get this over with. Let's make it happen, whatever. And then, you go about your business. But if you get that peak time, man, somewhere between 3 and 5, where you can get it in, like you snap out of it, first of all, because you done got a couple hours in, right? Then you can get some positions in if you want. You know what I'm saying? You can have a little foreplay involved. And then once you do that, man, your ass can take a nice power nap for a few hours. And then you just wake up so refreshed, man, like a new man or a new woman. So that's for me, man. I'm the wee hours guy, man. Catch me about 3 o'clock, 3 to 5. 3 to 5, man. Let's get it.
Listen, I kind of switched up. At first, I used to like the just out the blue, that random.
Yeah.
But now it's like I like when it's planned, like when she tells me, like, tonight I'm a da 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 da, because all day in my mind, even if I'm working. Yeah, even if I'm working, even if I'm doing stuff, I'm just thinking like, man, I can't wait. Like, so I kind of like that. I've learned to like that part of it because I get to think about it all day. You know what I'm saying? I get to think about it all day, so that's always cool.
Yeah, that's a good point, man, because having to coax your lady, Like, I think one of the toughest things, man, with sex is, or trying to get sex from your partner is, if they got some shit going on and you really, really want it, though. Like that, I mean, like, how do you transition, something going on with their grandma or, the kids or something at the job, she's stressed out, motherfuckers talking about her, or whatever, she got written up. Shit like that, right? And you want to knock her boots to Albuquerque, right? How do you make that transition when she already got some stuff going on mind, man? And so for some women, they're appalled. Like, you want to fuck it? I'm stressed out right now. I just told you what was going on. Blah blah blah. Yes, I do want to fuck you.
Yes, I do, and I'm gonna make it known all day. I'm gonna ask for it all day. Like, if I want it, I'm gonna ask until I know that no was real. Like, okay, that was a real no. That's like, it's not gonna happen. But I'm asking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely gonna ask, and I want her to do the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what I'm going through, I still gotta please and take care of my wife. So I would want her to do the same thing. I mean, I might not, if I'm not in the mood, I might just be like, I'm just not in the mood, babe. But I still want her to be able to ask me. You know what I mean?
Definitely go through those motions, man. Go through those motions.
Yeah. But I couldn't be a morning person. Like, morning is cool sometimes, but me and my wife, we cranky. We too cranky for the morning.
Okay.
Like, she don't want to be woke up. I don't want to be woke up, so that could be all bad. We would have to definitely, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, is it going to work? Yeah, I'm good on the morning, though. Unless I'm already up. If I'm asleep, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I can dig that. I can understand that. I'm going to jump in with this question, guys. Just a quick reminder, Freaky Friday, every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. GG After Dark, GEI Tone. And for those that don't know, G.I. Tone is married, man. He's been married 8 years. His beautiful wife's known him for a little bit longer than that, obviously.
Ten years total.
You've known each other for 10 years, married for 8 years, correct?
No.
You've been married for 10 years?
Let me get this right. Look, she busting out the room. She must have heard you. No, he said we've been married for 8 years. Yeah, we're going on 11. Oh, no, we're going on 12. I'm sorry.
Ooh, oh, shit.
Gigi got me in trouble. Yes.
You got me.
So we're going on 12 years. This August 15th be 12 years, Gigi. Ooh.
12 years. So 11 in the books. How long have y'all known each other?
Since
like, that's childhood. You go back to childhood, right?
Yeah, high school, like 16, 17, something like that.
16, 17, okay. No disrespect, ma'am, Mrs. G.I. Tone. No disrespect. <all right? laughs> So that's really cool. So my question, especially with you guys, with your history and your tenure, if you will, do you guys have a cycle in terms of you will not go past X amount of days, weeks without sex? Like, even without saying, like, babe, it's been 2 weeks, what the fuck? Do you guys just naturally have a certain time frame to where you know it's been longer than whatever that number is? It's time.
It don't matter. If it's one day, I'm going to tell her it's 2 weeks. It could be one day. I'd be like, damn, babe, we ain't had sex in like 2 weeks, and we just had sex last night. So that's just me.
Wow.
So I don't, I mean, we don't, well, you know, I don't, we don't plan it like that. Like, oh, man, well, we're not going to go past 2 weeks or nothing like that. We don't count it like, you know, we've been together so long, it's like, blah, like, I don't know. It's just.
It's like that?
So
do you know, this is an exclusive Freaky Friday show question. Do you know the longest that you guys have went without having sex? Now, for whatever reason, we don't need to know your reason. If you had surgery, you know, you got kicked in the nuts playing ball or something like that, you couldn't do nothing, whatever it is. Do you know the longest time frame that you guys went without? How long was it?
I know. I want to say close to 2 weeks. And hey. I think it was just like a lot of stuff going on in that, like around those, that time. I can't remember which, you know, I don't know if it was my family or her family. It was like a death. And I don't know how she was feeling sexual, but I know I wasn't feeling, you know, like that. So I guess she was feeling the same way.
Yeah, a lot of things going on.
It happened. Yeah. But, you know, after a while, you know, I started feeling it like, yo, hey, wow, it's been a minute. You know what I mean? So it probably been like 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks. Yeah. Now, that's still pretty good because, you know, you got to understand that people have gone through some things. And it's been, you know, you hear stories about people not having sex for months.
For months.
And I think those, for months, man, married people, man, married,
yes,
engaged, dating, and, you know, for whatever reason. Sometimes it can be travel. Sometimes it can be just, you know, maybe somebody has a certain situation going on or whatever, you know, surgeries, you know, so you never know. So it's not like somebody just not holding. I mean, nobody, you know, somebody just straight up holding the cooch. Or not giving no D because, you know, he want to be an asshole or whatever. But just because whatever circumstances are. You hear stories all the time, Tone, about people not having sex for certain extended amounts of time, right? And so I believe those are the windows, like you mentioned earlier, when people start entertaining other people, right? And they become somewhat aroused by whatever, the conversation, maybe pitches are exchanged or whatever. And not even to the point to where it's full-fledged phone sex or full-fledged FaceTime sex or whatever, or even, you know, meeting physically, but those be the windows when motherfuckers be fucking up. Men and women.
It definitely do. I seen a
men and women.
I seen a post a while ago, and it said that when a man and a woman is having a problem in the house, the flirting and stuff always start at the job. It's like a woman can notice it, or a man can notice it. So it always start at the job. Somebody gonna say, "Hey, beautiful," or somebody, a woman gonna say, "Hey, sexy," and it's just gonna start from there. You entertain it, and then it goes to something else. So
And I'm gonna go ahead and put that. I'm gonna put it on the women on that, man, because you gotta understand, women set the standard. And what I mean by the women set the standard is, let's just say I meet a young lady, and you know, I don't know her, she don't know me, and let's just go from a social media standpoint. Let's say I hit her in her DM, right, and I'm like, damn, you know, those last two pictures you took, you look absolutely amazing. I ain't even know it was like that. You know, just something corny, but forward, right? Because that's a little bit too much to be saying to somebody, right? Now, depending on her answer or her reply or lack thereof, will set the standard of how things will go from there. Am I right or wrong? You feel me on that?
That's facts.
So what I mean by that, the ladies on the line here listening, like, what is Gigi talking about? What I mean by that is, if she hits me back with the LOL, you heard what I just said, and she hits me back with the LOL, does that mean for me a green light or a red light? Tony, is that a green light or a red light for me?
That's a green light. If she responds, and that's one of the reasons why what we said last week or the week before, like, you just don't respond. You know, like, when somebody hits you in your inbox, it's not being mean. If you respond, then somebody going to feel like you're giving them that attention. So they can keep, you know, they're going to keep going on with it. But if you don't respond, it's like, okay, then I know you're not interested. So if I say, damn, you're looking good in your pictures, and you give me a LOL or a smile or a smiley face, something like that, then you like what I'm saying. So, you know, it might be another 5 or 6 days, but that person is definitely gonna go come back into your inbox. You get what I'm saying? They definitely gonna go at you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, dude gonna go ahead.
Definitely. Now, and so here's the thing, and this is education at this point. Like, this, we in the bonus, we in the championship round right now. This thing, right? Right, championship round. So, ladies, so here's the thing about it, ladies. Now, you may go and look at my pics and go look at my page and be like, ah, you know, he cool, he funny, he joke around, he flirtates, or whatever, whatever. However, obtain that, right? So you're still setting the standard, and so by your LOL is now going to allow me to set the tone, right? So here's how that could play out differently. Like Tone said, you don't respond, right? You know, you let the head drop. So I saw that you saw my compliment. The head dropped, so you read it. You can leave him on read, even if you think he's attractive, even if you kind of like that, but you was like, motherfucker, you don't know me though, right?
Mm.
You can still, it's your option to still leave your ass on read, leave his ass on read, or leave my ass on read in this case, or you can kind of see the, you know, they can read it without pressing the button. Like, ladies, we know that you can read our messages without actually clicking on it and allowing it to be read, right? We know that y'all can skim the shit, right? We know that. And you cannot do that. You can kind of see, okay, first of all, if he's talking about damn, you know, and he don't know me like that, I don't even need to entertain it. Or you can stand your ground like you live in motherfucking Florida. Right, you can stand your ground and say, excuse me, are you referring to me, because I don't know you? That, a line like that, will check me, right? That'll check me, right?
No, no, DJ, I'm telling you. Listen.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you that a line like that, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about a very aggressive dude who's going to be disrespectful.
Okay.
Right?
I got you.
So what I'm saying is you're getting to know who you're dealing with. So you still have to set a tone, and then you set the standard, see what his tone is, and then you can make an educated decision from there. Like, obviously, if you say some disrespectful stuff back there, or he disregard what you say, you already know what you're dealing with, and you probably already blocked him or thought about blocking him. But what I'm saying is, because this can still be recovered, right? This can still be recovered. Now, if you're like, hey, you know, excuse me, you're talking to me, because we don't know each other, so you kind of threw me off with that. Now it's up for me. It's up to me on how to respond, and then you can know what you're actually dealing with. Because if I say, yeah, I'm talking to you, you're the one with the fat ass, right? Or, yeah, you know, I'm talking to you, what's up? You know, you don't know how to take compliments, you mad, blah, blah, blah. Or I could receive that and say, hey, you know what? I apologize. We don't know each other like that. I was being mannish. I got excited or whatever. No disrespect. Can we start over? That could possibly work, Tom. Like, everything doesn't have to go all the way off the cliff.
And
but,
this is why I said a woman, she should not. Because here's the thing, even though like a guy can start off disrespectful, if he's slick with it, he can finesse it and turn it into something that can make her laugh. You get what I'm saying? That can make her smile. So,
oh, for sure.
Just don't entertain it. Like, don't entertain it, because don't say nothing. Like, it ain't, don't even open it. Don't say, if you're talking to me, don't say nothing. Just, if you don't supposed to be opening the messages, don't open them. Because if you open it, as soon as you open it and read it, and then you respond back, you're entertaining it.
Just know what can come with that. But at the same time, the double standard to that is, of course, you know, women, they can come off however they want to come off. And so, they can come off however they want to come off. Like, damn, you wearing that suit. I like a man in a suit, right? Or damn, you fine as fuck. Like, you know, they can come off that way, and of course we gonna take a look and be like, wait a minute, let me see, make sure she ain't ratchet, or let me see if she bougie, or, you know, let me just see, you know, how she gets down. Like, we'll go the extra mile for that whole situation, right? Because can't be that aggressive, or we shouldn't be that aggressive, and expect to have a nice, cool, casual conversation. But that's the double standard of it, man. Women, they can come off any type of way, man. They can come off any kind of way.
They can say anything you know, out of their mouth, and it's not going to be it's like maybe 2% of men that's going to take it as disrespectful. A woman can literally say, what's up, nigga? Come here. Let me talk to you right now. Bring your ass over here. And if she fine, he gonna walk over there. Like, that's just what it is. They get to do that. You know what I mean? That's what they get to do. You just got to eat that.
You gotta eat it, man. Because we're gonna look at you like, wow, you know, I didn't think you had it in you. And matter of fact, we want to know more. What else you want to say? You know,
we ain't gonna check her. We ain't gonna say no. We gonna walk over there and talk to her.
Yeah.
And yeah, a woman don't need game or different. You know, a woman, mm-hmm. just telling the man he's handsome. That's it. Like,
right.
That'll get enough for how to talk. Like, they don't have to work that hard now. And if they fine, if they fine,
I
they
was
don't
gonna
have to
say work that. That is the disclaimer though. I'm glad you put the disclaimer out there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, because you got to understand, I think just naturally certain people are just more aggressive. Now, I ain't saying that, you know, what somebody would consider unattractive more aggressive, but a lot of times, man, a lot of times it just be folks that, you know, they just giving it a shot. You know what I'm saying? It might not even make sense in real life to you or to them, but they gonna give it a shot, man, because that's kind of what they do. They like, look, I don't have the perks and privileges of being whatever or looking like what or having what, but you know what though? They not gonna say that I wasn't straight up. You know, they gonna use that role. Hey, they not gonna say I wasn't straight up. I ain't keep it real or whatever. But like Tone said, man, there are certain folks that can get away with certain things, and that's across the board, men and women. Men and women. Mm-hmm. They did a study, Tone. They did a study, Tone, a couple of years ago in regards to what's considered an attractive male and a not-so-attractive male, to where when the attractive male gave compliments, it was cool. It was like, hey, you know, he said, hey, you know, good morning, beautiful. I love you, your eyes. You know, I love the way that dress fits on you. Like very advanced compliments. And then the same dudes, you know, well, first of all, she was kiki, right? She's like, oh, thank you, whatever. Right, so you got the same dude. I mean, you got another dude, not as attractive. You know, the vernacular is not there, the swag is not there, and he's like, "Hey, wow, you look very beautiful." And his compliments could have been a little bit more tasteful, like, you know, I love that dress. That color looks good on you. And they asses went to the HR and said that they were sexually harassing. They did a study on that, man.
if you pay attention, like I said, when I, you know, working in that club, I kind of got a chance to sit back and watch things. Like, women already know who they want, who can come and talk to them and who can't.
Who got the shot?
They say expressions. Like, they look you up and down before you even say something. Like, when you walk into
man,
a woman,
you don't even know they scanned you.
Yeah, she looking you up and down like, don't come over here. She giving, you know, maybe giving you the face like, please don't say nothing to me. Or it might be a, say something to me. But we don't pay it. We're not looking at it like that. But you already know. Like, you know, I always say, and this, I don't want to sound mean, but certain people know that you, I guess that it is saying it kind of mean. You got to shoot your shot, but you know not to talk. You know if you're not attractive or if you're not, I don't know, because it's gonna come. It's gonna sound mean if any way I say it, but you get what I'm saying, Gigi, right?
Yeah. Yeah, say it, bro.
You said what?
You say it. I want you to.
Oh. All right,
be,
listen. So
be blunt with it, man. Be blunt.
Be blunt. Okay. So you know, like certain, like you've seen certain people, like. You know you're not going to get, why are you talking to that girl? Like, you really just wasting your time, bro. Like, you're not getting her. Like, you're not going to do, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Like, why are you even walking over there to get yourself mad to talk to her when you know you're not, that's not your caliber. Like, so people be knowing, but I guess they be feeling like, I don't care, I'm just going to shoot my shot.
Hey, man, and listen. It's not 100% guaranteed that he's going to get shot down, because you got to think about it. It's always about timing, right? It's always about timing. You don't know if those girls are over there and they got a bet that if little Johnny come over here, if he come over here and talk to me, I'm going to give him my number. Like, you don't know if they got little bets. You don't know if she just like, you know what, that was cute. You know, he cute like a little puppy. I'm going to just give him my number. Like, you never know what may happen until you give it a shot. And what happens sometimes, and I've said this before on my platforms before, what happens sometimes, little Johnny gets a shot, right? Little Johnny gets a shot with Miss Trina. Trina gives little Johnny a shot. He's elated to go out on a date, so he's going all out, right? So feel me out. He's elated. I met Miss Trina. I'm going to take her out, night on the town, dinner, movies, dancing, all this kind of stuff, right? Think about it. Trina was dealing with Malik, right? Now, Malik, you know, piped it down, right? Malik piped it down. You know, he does that. He's her type, quote unquote, her type. But Malik asked, he ain't got no job. She got to send him Cash App. She got to drop him off at the MARTA station, right? So she's just sick of Malik's ass besides getting the good wood from him, right? Lil Johnny takes her out. She ain't been on a date that she ain't had to pay in a year, right? Hmm. Lil Johnny takes Miss Trina out, took her to some restaurants that she's never been before. He took care of the tab. He had great conversation. You know what I'm saying? Now, obviously, you know, he looked like he looked, and that's not typically her type. But God forbid, Trina is just overwhelmed with Johnny's attitude, his efforts, and blah, 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 and gives Johnny a chance. Now, I ain't saying that Johnny gets the hit that night, but Johnny may get more dates, right? So, you know, they went from dinner to movie, then horseback ride. Trina ain't been on horseback riding before. Then they go from there, and then they go to the museum. And then let's just say that Johnny's like, hey, you know what? You got 2 days? Let's go to the mountains. Hey, what do they call it? No guarantees. You know, I'm not asking, no obligations, no nothing like that. And then Trina's just like, well, shit. Lil Johnny doing the damn thing. Let me get him a little taste. Now, if Lil Johnny get him a little taste, you know he's giving it 200%. He going to lick the rooter to the tutor. He may go and pop him a – he might pop him a blue thing just to make sure he can go about 2 hours and rock her damn world. Now, once Johnny rocks Trina's world, we all know, Tone, anything can go at that point. Thing can go. And then that's how you wind up seeing these folks trying to figure out how in the hell they got together. That's my story, man. That's my scenario on how shit happens sometimes. Now, we about to close the show out, but y'all tell me if I'm lying. If I'm lying, I won't even come back on the show next week. But shit like that can happen, man. And that's how you start seeing folks. When you look at it, shit don't make a whole lot of sense. But when you peel back the layers to see the progression of things, that's how it happened.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's real life, man. Once you get that wood in you, man,
that was a great story, though. I like that story.
Yeah, man, that was off the top, man. But, you know, I still feel like, you know, those are some realistic scenarios. And vice versa. Let's just be real about it. Vice versa. You know, Mark always taking care of Sabrina's ass. You know what I'm saying? He busting his ass, working hard, getting her Birkins. You know, making sure that she got a tune-up. You know, bought her 4 new ties. She only needed 2 ties, but 4 ties, you know, and getting all kind of shit, right? And then here comes Shaquanda. You know, I got to give Shaquanda out there. I mean, shout out to whoever named Shaquanda in this motherfucker, right? Shaquanda like, well, look, when's the last time you had a good meal? Let me fix you dinner. Let me fix you breakfast. You know what I mean? Last time I saw you, you was wearing this nice suit. I picked up this mantle hat from Rob Malloy's website, right? You got a fedora, you got the tie, I got you the set, you know.
Club.
And Mark ain't had got shit. Like, he ain't got shit since his mama done gave him a pair of socks and sweater. Come on, man. We ain't even gonna talk about what Shaquanda might look like, because that'll really make these women on here mad. it'll really make you mad when you find out what Shaquanda looked like. But just know that she took care of Mark, had him feeling like a whole king. You think he ain't gonna pipe down that girl for GP? She got that man feeling like a whole king. Listen, man, let's end the show now, man, before I go off. I don't even want to go off no more, Tom. I don't even want to go off no more. I'm just solving mysteries, man. I'm just solving mysteries, bro.
It definitely happened because we definitely see it. So how it happens, maybe GG way, maybe another way, but it definitely happened. You know what I'm saying? Because
it definitely
I had to tell somebody, like, I'm so tired of these guys. Like, yo, all I mess with is foreign chicks. All I mess with is tens and this and this and this and this. But somebody getting these other women pregnant. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody. All these chicks having babies ain't foreign chicks. So,
nah.
You know, it's happening.
No. It's definitely happening.
It's definitely happening, and like
we said last week, when the ladies was given a preference of their types, that might be their preference, that might be what they want, but that's not necessarily what they dating and what they getting.
Yeah, definitely. You know, people all right. Big dreams.
The wallpaper not matching that photo gallery. You understand what I'm saying?
Wait, man, that's in the show, Gigi. We done. You already know what it is, man. We appreciate everybody kicking it with us. We had some good topics at the end. You know, Gigi got in his bag and gave us a couple scenarios. Gigi, let everybody know where they can find you at.
Definitely. All right. So you guys know I'm GG After Dark, right? So you can always find me on those platforms, IG, GG After Dark, GGAfterDark.com. I do have some new projects going on my I Am Rob Malloy ish. So you can go to the website, RobMalloy.com. You can go to IG, I Am Rob Malloy. You can find me at the Freaky Friday Show _. And you can find me on Facebook, man, Malloy Rob, man. Find me, check me out, follow, I follow back. And I'm all about, you know, collabing and networking. So that's where I'm at. G.I. Tone, what up?
That's what's up. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in. There was a little laid back this week, GG. Usually we you know, they be rocking. They be really, really rocking with us. I guess they was chilling this week, but it's cool. They tuned in, so it's beautiful. We appreciate that. Thanks for the caller for tuning in and giving her perspective on what we was talking about. But you can find me, GEI Tone, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow the radio show, GEI Radio, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can follow the actual show, Freaky Friday Show _, on Instagram. We're here each and every Friday, 9 p.m. until. What else? That's about it, GG. That's it right there, man.
Yeah, we did good. We had a lot of fun, y'all.
Definitely.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun tonight, man. We never do.
We never do.
Oh, but, so let them know, man, if they got questions, if they got questions, they got subjects they want to talk about, if they want to send in some information or whatever, they want us to talk about some stuff that's going on, current events, old events, different scenarios. What's the best way they can get that information to us?
We got so many ways. I mean, you can inbox myself, GEI _ Tone, or GG After Dark, GEI Radio, or Freaky Friday Show _. So those four platforms, you can shoot us inbox, DM with your question, or, you know, ideas for topics you want to hear, like you say, current events or whatever, and we gonna get you. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people do it. Most of the stuff that we talk about, it comes from other people that stuff. So it's pretty cool. When we get those type of DMs and stuff. So.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's it. Please, Gigi, like Gigi said, keep it. What you say, Gigi? Don't we don't want no other DMs.
Correct.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, man, you guys be safe, man. You guys be safe out there, man. Protect yourself at all times.
Definitely.
Take care of your family, man. Get to the money. Is it okay to promote that? Please get to the money, man. Folks waiting on stimulus checks, that, you know, bills to be signed. Get to the damn money. Let's go.
Yes, go for it, man. Jump out there, do your thing. And we all got a talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, we give our all to these corporations, these jobs. Some people work 15, 20, 30 years for a job. Give that same energy to yourself. That's it. You know, if you can give 8 hours to a job, give 8 hours to yourself. You know what I mean? So go for it. Whatever you're thinking, don't be scared. Don't listen to the doubter. Don't listen to the haters. Just go for it. And be patient, and it'll work out for you. So we're going to leave on that note. Like Gigi said, everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend. Be safe. We out. Peace.
We out.